My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement, kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, freedom, justice, and equality right here, right now on this earth. So, Abraham wants us to perceive the system, perceive and see those in power as being puppets, most of them, by and large, puppets used by the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers to separate us from ourselves as poor working class masses of the people. But we have set these leaders up, and we allow their words, their gilded speech, the Quran says, to deceive us into thinking that they are acting on our behalf. But do we not perceive through our senses? Do we not see through our senses the warfare and the bloodshed and the lies? Look, even just this morning, which is literally August the 19th, the CIA admitted that they worked to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran. 1953, Mohammad Mossadegh wins his election, a duly righteous process. He was duly elected, meaning the voting process was fair and righteous, one might say. So Mohammad Mossadegh gets into office in Iran. He looks around and sees that the oil, wealth, and resources is being pilfered and stolen. What was it? The Anglo-Iranian Oil Company out of Britain. Britain had colonized that region, that area, and even though the colonization was not on a literal scale on paper, it was colonization by default, because the wealth and the resources in 1953 was yet going to Britain, the British Crown, the House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's, who operate out of London, the House of Rothschild, who operate out of London, were yet taking the wealth and the resources that was the oil in Iran. So Mohammad Mossadegh said, look, we are going to break the power of Iranian oil. I think it was called Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. Today's British Petroleum is the successor of the old Anglo-Iranian oil company, British Petroleum. Break their power and make sure that the oil gets into the hands of the people so that the Iranian people may benefit from the resources in their nation. Is that not right? Is that not righteous and correct and just Should not the sisters and brothers of every nation have equal access to their own land, wealth, and resources? So Kermit Roosevelt, working on behalf of the CIA, working on behalf of Allen Dulles and John Foster Dulles, one of those Dulleses being the head of the CIA, the other Dulles being the head of the State Department, Secretary of State, and they together orchestrated a coup to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. They paid people to go into the streets and falsely demonstrate. Do we not see some of that going on with the Muslim Brotherhood? We are not saying that there is no bloodshed being perpetrated by the Egyptian military on the Muslim Brotherhood, but we are saying we do not know the full extent because we know that the Muslim Brotherhood are staging some of those demonstrations and bloodshed. But Kermit Roosevelt, nephew of Teddy Roosevelt, or was it the grandson? He may have been the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, this Kermit Roosevelt fella, orchestrated a coup, paid people to go out into the streets and act like they were demonstrating against Mohammad Mossadegh, paid thugs, paid gang members, paid anyone he could, threw his money around, and over time, they orchestrated a coup, overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh, installed the Shah in power in Iran, the Shah of Iran. And for the next two decades or more, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction on the sisters and brothers of Iran, orchestrated by the CIA, orchestrated by British intelligence. So the CIA today has admitted such wicked reality. And do we not think that this is yet going on today? We say over and over again that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, these are CIA creations, paid mercenaries to create chaos to justify America's military, the military of Britain, to come in and quote-unquote save the day. But we know these are lies and fictitious narratives. Allah is all knowledgeable, has all knowledge. One of the definitions of knowledge in the African Hebrew language, that word for knowledge in the African Hebrew language, being da'af or da'af, one of the definitions is perception, to perceive through your hearing, your sight, your senses. At this late date in 2013, can we not perceive the reality of this system? This word knowledge also is defined as skill. The word skill is the ability to do something well, expertise, particular ability, dexterity, craft, art, proficiency, the knack, having the knack to do something. Allah is all skillful, all knowledgeable. And we, when we go up into, when we are raised and ascended into the mind of the supreme knowledge of Allah, we become skillful. We become experts. We gain all of these attributes. Discernment is another word that is a definition of da'af. The ability to judge well. I say to those members of the CIA, I say to those members of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, you must judge well, because these wicked demons raised up Hitler and got rid of Hitler when they were tired of Hitler. Do you think that you will get away? You sisters and brothers who are members of Al-Qaeda, mainly men, members of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, can you not see that your comrades are falling dead around you? Can you not see that you are being used by the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's, used by the CIA to destroy not only sisters and brothers of the human family, but destroy sisters and brothers destroy yourselves as well. Muslim Brotherhood, who are willing to go to war in Ethiopia. Can you not see that you are being used by the same wicked forces to not only destroy sisters and brothers of the human family, but destroy yourselves as well? Sunni clerics, Sunni Muslim leadership, who are willing to join Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra in Syria. Can you not see? Can you not discern? Can you not perceive that you are only being used? Can you not use right judgment? Can you not judge well? Do you not have the ability to see that Abraham wants divine unity among not just Muslims, but among all of the religious family, among all of the poor working class masses of the people? And you and us and we are being used to divide and destroy each other. Do we not have the ability to judge well? This is the definitions of this word, understanding. Let's hit that word right quick. What does understanding mean? When you know Allah, when we know Allah, when we know Yahweh Yahuwah, when we are in tune with the principles and characteristics of life, we have understanding. When we are in tune with the universe gives us knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Understanding is the ability to understand something, to comprehend, to have intelligence, to have agreement, to, what else is under this definition? The power of comprehending, the capacity to apprehend general relations of particulars, the power to make experience intelligible. Look, 1953, the CIA did what they did, and they have done what they have done all of these years. We talked about Marcus Garvey and the FBI, who was then called the USBI, United States Bureau of Investigation. And these factions and tools of the wicked ruling class have done all of this wickedness for all of these years. We look and we see the experience of the Black Panther Party, the experience of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the experience of the Nation of Islam, the experience of they who were a part of the anti-left, anti-war movement and women's suffrage movement. We see how these wicked powers went all over the earth to break the anti-colonialism movement, the anti-war movement. We see how these wicked demons have operated. So now we must take our experience and make our experience intelligible. Let's hit that word, intelligible. Oh, I love to know deeper the definitions of words. Intelligible is to be able to be understood. Able to be understood, comprehensible, able to be understood only by the intellect, not by the senses. So this is the thinking capacity of thinking that is separate from the senses. The senses are used by the intellect to make intelligible or understandable that which has been experienced through the senses. And so these words are scientific, sisters and brothers. Do we not understand that the scripture is science? That these are African scientists that have gone into creation, gone into the universe with scientific study of the material universe. They have gone into the anatomy of the human being. They have studied spirit, mind, body, and soul. They have studied the five senses and studied the sixth sense, which is the spirit sense, and studied the reality of the intellect and the mind and the brain, and have seen that the brain uses the senses, and the mind, which is encompassed by the brain. The brain is that physical structure. The mind is that unseen capacity within that physical structure called brain. The mind uses the senses and uses the senses that has gone through many experiences to make those experiences understandable, understanding, and comprehensible and intelligible that we may make the right decision. Abraham is saying, do you not see that these that you have set up, that these that you pay homage to, that these that you have set up besides Allah, that these demons, these devils, these wicked ruling class and ruling families that you continue to bow to through the media, through education, through the financial institutions, through politics, through Hollywood and music, these that you have set up are taking us away from Yahweh Yehovah, life, taking us away from Allah, knowledge, taking us away from divine unity. The word wisdom is defined as the quality of having experience and knowledge and good judgment, the quality of being wise. So now, knowledge is nothing without wisdom. Knowledge, the sacred masculine, needs wisdom, the sacred feminine. So wisdom takes knowledge and is able to take knowledge so that we may make good judgments and have good understanding. You see, wisdom, the sacred feminine, wisdom, Mother Holy Spirit, is a womb, W-O-M-B. Wisdom is the womb that knowledge goes into to produce understanding. And so then we are able to make the proper judgments as it concerns this system. Look at how Democrats and Republicans argue back and forth, confusing the public, making us to think that either party cares about the plight of the poor working class masses of the people on a rank and file. On a rank and file scale, that may be true. There are some who are low-level operatives, members of the parties, that may have love for the people. But the elites at the top of Democrat and Republican Party are under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, who use gilded speech. I love how the Quran says gilded speech. Wicked speech covered with gold, making the speech and verbs and verbiage and discourse look to be beautiful and worthwhile for us. But all it does is foster division and hatred amongst the poor working class masses of the people. And so Allah is all knowledgeable. Allah comprehends all things in His knowledge. Yahweh Yahuwah comprehends all things in His knowledge. And we know Yahweh Yahuwah is father and mother. The science of life giving birth to life. It says here, will you not then mind? I wonder, is there a word mind? Yeah, let's see. Let's see if we can mind some nuggets out of the word M-I-N-D. Mind in the African Hebrew language. Let's see what we can learn. Mind in the African Hebrew language is nefesh. 5315, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word is a feminine noun. So the mind from the African Hebrew perspective is seen as represented by the sacred feminine. And in the African Hebrew language, mind is defined as soul. Soul, self, life, creature, person, appetite, mind, living being, desire, emotion, passion, that which breathes, the breathing substance or being, the soul, the inner being of man, the living being with life in the blood, the man himself, self, person, or individual, the seat of the appetites. So it looks like the mind is equal to the soul. And we see one of the definitions of mind is soul. And so, is it that the brain would be the sacred masculine and the mind is the sacred feminine, and the mind is that womb, W-O-M-B, that is equated with the soul and with all of those attributes that are equated with Mother, Holy Spirit, the sacred feminine, and the woman and the female. And so if we are to understand this correctly, scientifically, we are told in the Quran that Yahweh Yahovah is not only father, but also mother, because the word mind is feminine. And that's exactly what we are being told. And so, Yahweh Yahovah is knowledge, sacred masculine, and mind and soul, which is the sacred feminine, that breathing substance or being, the soul, the inner being of the man, that feminine quality that is in men and women, because the soul is feminine and Mother Holy Spirit is feminine and the mind is feminine. So Abraham is saying, go into knowledge, go into wisdom, go into our minds, that we may understand this system is destructive, and cease raising up the demons and the wicked ruling class and ruling families and the wicked despotic puppets. Don't see them anymore as our leaders, but we raise up Allah, Allah. We raise up our righteous ancestors. We raise up our righteous teachers who teach us the way of life. And we go into the God and Goddess within ourselves, connected to the Most High, that we may create the new civilization, resuscitate, resurrect the new civilization of life that is based on the universe that has come through the Most High Father and Mother, Yahweh Yahovah, Allah Elah, that is constantly providing life and existence for all. He says in verse 82, and how should I fear what you set up with him, while you fear not to set up with Allah that for which he has sent down to you no authority? Which then of the two parties is surer of security, if you know? Now let me read that. This is the Maulana Muhammad Ali translation. Let me read that verse in the A. Yusuf Ali translation. Verse 81. How should I fear the things ye associate with Allah, when ye fear not to give partners to Allah without any warrant having been given to you? Which of us two parties hath more right to security? Tell me if you know. So he is saying, Abraham, that we have no authority to set up the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We have no authority to continue to set up the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked financial institutions. They who come out of Oxford and Cambridge and those high elite schools, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Skull and Bones Network, the presidents and prime ministers, the kings and queens like Queen Elizabeth. These are puppets who do the works and bidding of the House of Rothschild, and yet we hold them up, and we have been given no authority to hold them up. We must flee unto Allah, Allah, and be in the family of Allah under the title of Allah. We are many, but we are one. And so he says, who is more secure? Those that set up the wicked ruling class and ruling families, or those who understand that this construct is wicked? Let's hit this word secure and see what we can learn in the African Hebrew language on the word secure, to understand further what our father Abraham is speaking about. The word secure is betak. Betak. 983 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Security, safety, securely. Let's hit that word security and see what that means. Security is defined as, I can't even hardly get to the definition for all of these financial definitions. You know, they use the word securities as titles for financial security, as if these finances are so secure, when we know that the whole economic system is under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Principally, the House of Rothschild, study the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and study how the whole economic system of the United States of North America came under the control of the House of Rothschild, and how the president in 1913, United States Treasurer in 1913, all of them sold the masses of the people out in the United States of North America, and now the United States Treasury goes to the Federal Reserve to borrow America's own money, and the Federal Reserve, as the central bank of the United States of North America, under the control of the House of Rothschild out of London, loan America's money to America with debt on every dollar, and we think that we are secure in such a wicked economic system? No. Furthermore, security is defined as the degree of resistance to or protection from harm. So, Abraham is saying, who is more sure of security if you know? You who believe in this system, or we who believe in Allah? And not believe, know Allah. We know Allah. We know Yahweh Yahuwah. We know that life, and that if we ascend and are raised up into the principles of life, and that if we worship life and adhere to life and existence for all of us will be more secure than they who continue to believe in this wicked, no good, rotten system. Scientific. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.